My date for the game tonight is on the phone, Kim Whitley. What's up, Kim?
Hey, what's up, date? What's up, Tom? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. Got the babysitter all lined up?
The babysitter's lined up. Joshua's all taken care of. I got my calves gear ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready for everything?
What? Huh?
Are you ready for everything?
Are you ready for everything?
Okay, I called Kim and I said, let's go to the game. And she was all excited and said, yeah. And she doesn't know.
The history.
She doesn't know this bit that you all have created.
The history. The real
that
history.
I'm supposed to be a jinx.
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute. A jinx of what?
Of lives, of teams.
Anything. Lives, teams, TV shows. You know.
I pick a team.
And they lose.
Take you out, Kim.
No, they go down fast, Kim. They do not.
No, I have picked winners.
And
talk to Oklahoma City.
Yeah. No one texts you, Kim? You haven't heard anything? No one texts you?
Wait, see, that's what I understand. I got a tweet. Some fan tweeted me talking about,
Wait, what's Cam Newton? You took out Cam Newton in February.
Okay, so I went to the Super Bowl and I was rooting for the Carolina Panthers and the Carolina Panthers. I did not take Prince out.
That's not called a jinx. That's called a coincidence. That's all. Exactly.
Nice, that's nice. Right.
Okay, wait till you feel the end of that coincidence tonight.
Okay, now, Cam, what you wearing?
Wait, hold up. That's what I'm talking about. See, this ain't going to be, I'm going to bop. Smash all that jinx stuff. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I got a good bra on. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You talking about a distraction. Oh, I'm going to be a distraction for that other team.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I got my basketballs on. I got two basketballs.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put my Cavs gear on. Mm-hmm. I got my orthopedic heels ready. And I'm going to be there. I'm excited. You know, I've never been to a finals game. I can't believe y'all said a jinx. Some fan tweeted, you going with the jinx. And I got in an argument with him. I was like, he ain't no jinx. Why you keep saying that?
I didn't really know what he meant. Okay.
Oh, you'll know tonight.
And I've been getting some really, really threatening emails and text messages from people in Cleveland.
How are you going to invite me to the game, the final game? I'm all excited. I'm in my hometown. I'm here to represent. And then you're going to tell me now that I'm already
here, actually, on the ground,
got my Cavs outfit.
Okay. Because you're from Cleveland and you're a Cleveland fan, I figured that no one would hurt me if I'm with you.
This is some bullshit.
You are Tom's muscle tonight, Kim.
Did you use me?
Yes.
Tom, I thought you was like, Kim is fly. Kim is from Cleveland. Kim's going to enjoy the game. I thought you was looking out for me. This is all about you.
You're just a target. That's what.
This is awesome. Let me tell you something. LeBron and my boys, they're going to come hard tonight.
That's right.
It's game three.
Let me tell you something.
We're about to win this bad boy because we got to show that little team what we really about. See, this was all a setup. We just wanted them to feel strong. Mm-hmm. Wait until tonight.
That's right.
We wait until tonight. Now, Tom, I don't want to hear nothing from you when I start rubbing on your leg at this game because you told me it was a date. You better have your little defibrillator on because I don't want you falling out of this game.
It is a date. It is a date, Kim.
All right.
And it is a date to end all dates.
A date to remember. It's going to be a date to remember.
Going down in infamy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had your chance.
I did.
And Kim, you've been warned. That's all we're saying.
You've
been warned. Y'all stop with the little jinx thing. I got this.
Let me just say.
Thank you, Kim.
Remember when you and Sherry were on stage on the Fantastic Voyage and she was saying, why didn't you warn me? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you, you know, when she was getting married and things weren't going to go so well? We're telling you now.
We're warning you.
Right now.
Are you not trying to put him in the same boat as that Shrek-looking dude?
You are not.
Thank you, Kim.
First of all, Tommy and they never going to do me that way, okay? Tom is cute. Tom ain't no jinx. Tom, let me tell you something. If we lose tonight, let me tell you something. You ever been spanked?
Now he may really want him to lose.
No. I'm gonna have to spank you, Tom. I'm gonna have to spank you and choke you. A little spanking and a little choking.
Oh, now you've hit on some really tender spots. Okay, all right.
We're gonna win tonight.
And when they win, what you gonna do to me?
Huh? Same thing.
Will you still spank me?
And choke.
And choke me.
Did you say will you still spank me? Wait a minute. First of all, Tom, don't leave that out.
You forgot the choking part.
Don't leave that out.
No, he gonna get choked. First of all, let me ask you this, Tom. What kind of seats we got? So I show up and be embarrassed.
Oh,
you know, Tom goes first class.
Oh, you got good seats. You got great seats.
We're courtside. There aren't any seats in front of us. We're right up under the basket.
You're gonna look just like the thirsty woman at the Golden State game the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all you had to do, girl. I got to tighten up my bra one more knot.
Yeah. You're close enough for LeBron to tell both of y'all to get the hell out of here. That's right.
And take that jinx with you.
Oh, I can't wait till they go for them free throws. And I'm going to be right here. Tom, don't you sit me down.
No, I'm not going to sit you down. I'm not going to sit you down. I'll be standing up there with you. Proud.
Oh, we about to cut
y'all are gonna clown tonight.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Watch for us tonight.
Hope you get out of town safely.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm gonna get me some tight jeans, get my camel toes on.
Oh my God, get that visual out my head.
I'll see you tonight, Kim Whitley.
See you tonight, David.
All right.
That's my Cleveland.